Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Mark Weiss, news editor and reporter at Israel Radio English News. Shalom, shalom, Mark. Thank you for talking to us on 101.9 Chai FM here in Joburg.
Shalom, good evening.
Take us through the top couple of stories. What's making the headlines in Israel today?
The ongoing coronavirus situation and the rather worrying trend of increasing numbers of people of daily cases for the first time yesterday in more than 3 months. That figure topped 300 daily new cases. Not a lot, of course, compared to other countries, probably compared to South Africa, but in Israel we were in the mindset that basically coronavirus was over, and it seems now that it's back, although in very limited numbers, but still worrying. We've already reintroduced the wearing of masks in confined spaces, indoors. The authorities are now considering renewing earlier other restrictions that were in place a few months ago, such as the green pass system, which means you will have to show that you are vaccinated to enter shopping malls and restaurants, etc. Those regulations are under consideration at the moment. There's no decision, but the authorities are considering it, particularly if the daily cases continue to climb. That was one. That's the big ongoing story.
Can I just ask you about that particular story? Is the reason for the infection the fact that certain people were just resistant to being vaccinated? How does one explain in one of the most vaccinated countries on the planet, there's room for this pandemic to spread again? Thought you had herd immunity by now.
That's a very good question. The authorities haven't officially announced that Israel has reached herd immunity. No one knows what the exact figure is for herd immunity, but we're pretty close, that's clear. The explanation, I think, is more scientific, that when they said that people who received two doses of the vaccine and the efficacy there would be close to 95%, they were talking about symptomatic cases. But apparently people now can still get the disease, even if they've been vaccinated, but it's mainly amongst amongst younger people who haven't received the virus, of course, still a significant proportion of the population, or those people who are older who do get it, it's much less serious. So there has been a rise in cases, but there hasn't been a significant rise yet in patients classified in serious condition.
Okay, fascinating. What's the second issue in Israel today?
Second main story today was that the settlers who had some 50 families who had set up an illegal outpost in the West Bank, in the northern West Bank, called Eviatar, have finally signed on an agreement by which they will vacate the premises before Shabbat begins tomorrow afternoon. Under the deal struck with the authorities, the structures that they built will remain in place. They will be empty and they will be locked. And the army have promised that there will be a permanent military presence on the hilltop while the legal authorities work out the status of the hilltop settlement, or outpost, I should say, because it's illegal. It was not built with the permission of the government. Once that legal decision has been taken, if the land in question is classified as state land, then the government has promised that a yeshiva can be set up on the site with a permanent civilian presence. If the legal process concludes that the land in question is privately owned Palestinian land, then there will be no return of the Jewish settlers to the outpost, according to the agreement that was signed.
I find this completely fascinating in light of the fact of the, in light of the government that Israel has cobbled together. Given that Ra'am, the Islamist party, is sitting in the government, the fact that they reached a compromise like this just kind of defies imagination. What are you telling me? Mansour and Bas agreed to this?
Exactly. It all has to be seen within the prism of the new government. And it would have been very embarrassing for Prime Minister Naftali Bennett and other coalition members, particularly the two other right-wing parties, that's the Israel Beiteinu, Avigdor Lieberman's party, and New Hope, Gideon Saar's party. It would have been very embarrassing for those right-wing elements of the new government if there would have been a forced eviction dragging these settlers from their homes. That was avoided. Somehow they managed to convince the left-wing elements in the coalition to sign on to this agreement. I don't think anyone in the new government has an interest at this very early stage in the government's life of a situation that could cause disharmony in the coalition. And that's why I think everyone was, all the parties involved were willing to sign on to this compromise.
Absolutely fascinating, I must say. I don't think anybody thinks this government is going to have any kind of longevity at all, but collapsing in the first 2 weeks would have been a little quick, I think. What else? What else is making headlines in Israel today?
And the other main story today in Israel is a very sad story. Colonel Sharon Assman, who just a couple of days ago took over as commander of one of Israel's leading infantry brigades called Nachal, he collapsed and died suddenly today during a combat fitness drill, totally out of the blue, of course. He was only 43 years old, and it's come as a great shock to everyone. And condolences and praise have been coming in from both the political and the military echelon, praising him.
We've got a bit of time left. I do happen to have the Times of Israel open in front of me, and I must say there's a picture of Bibi Netanyahu and a French MP, which is making me smile. Was he not supposed to have left the Balfour Street residence? Yet.
He agreed that he would vacate Balfour by the 10th of July. That's the Prime Minister's official residence, of course. He promised he would vacate it by the 10th of July. However, he also promised that he would no longer host diplomatic meetings there. So the fact that he is hosted a French diplomat is a violation of the verbal agreement that he committed to, and shows he doesn't really, he certainly doesn't want to leave Balfour. It's difficult for him, and he still hasn't maybe made that switch in his brain that he is no longer Prime Minister.
Yeah, difficult to refer to Benjamin Netanyahu as leader of the opposition. We've for 20 years referred to him as the Prime Minister. And just staying with the issue of the Balfour residence, the Prime Ministerial home, what are Israelis thinking about whether Bennett should move out of Ra'anana and into the official residence, or whether it's okay that he stays in Ra'anana with his kids?
Well, it's his choice, basically, and he has the issue of three kids all in school, in the school system in Ra'anana. So the family is somewhat reluctant to uproot the children, bring them to Jerusalem because of the difficulties that would involve with their, they're settled in school and they don't want them to start again. Most prime ministers, when they assume the role, no longer have kids in the school system, and they don't have that issue. And most incoming prime ministers are more delighted to move as quickly as possible into the official prime minister's
residence. Sure.
It's not the case with Naftali Bennett, very young prime minister, only in his 40s, and his wife. They would prefer to remain living in Ra'anana, which, of course, isn't too popular with his neighbours there as well, with all the security issues that will involve. So it remains to be seen how this will play out if the Prime Minister himself will move to Balfour, if his family and if his kids will make the move with him.
Mark Weiss, news editor and reporter at Israel Radio English News, thank you so very much for talking to us here on Chai FM. I really do appreciate it. Tadarabalecha.
My pleasure. Tadarabalecha.